You are listening to the weekly Parsha podcast, brought to you by the Shluchim Office. Make sure to log on to shluchimkids.org, fill out the form, and be entered into a raffle to win an iPod Shuffle!
Welcome, Yaldei HaShluchim, and thank you for tuning in to the Parsha podcast. This week's Parsha is Parsha Shmini. In Parsha Shmini, the Torah tells us all the dinim about kosher animals, kosher fish, and kosher birds. What kind of animals are kosher? We all learned this, that what type of animals are kosher? What are the animals that we're allowed to eat? Animals that are kind, that are not savage, that don't rip apart other animals. They have kinder midas. And why is it that Hashem tells us that we can only eat those type of animals? Because we are what we eat. Whatever we eat becomes part of our blood and becomes part of ourselves. And therefore, Hashem says, I only want you to eat animals that have fine characteristics and are not as cruel as the other animals. And therefore, you will take on those characteristics. You will be a kinder person and not have the traits of the more vicious animals. The Rebbe tells us something interesting, though. And the Rebbe says, besides for the fact that we are what we eat and we want to take on the characteristics of only the nicer animals, there's an additional reason, an additional lesson that we can learn from the laws of kosher, from the dinim of a kosher animal. What makes an animal kosher? We know the two symbols, the two simanim, are that it chews its cud and it has split hoofs. It has a split hoof. And the Rebbe says that we can learn from these two signs of a kosher animal to also be a kosher yid, to live our lives in the best way, in a kosher way. How do we learn that from the split hoof and the chewing its cud? So let's talk about the split hoof. What is a split hoof? The animal has a split hoof, and if you look at a picture of an animal that has a hoof, it's interesting that the hoof is what separates the foot of the animal from the ground, so that the animal is never actually stepping on the ground. There's always this hoof that's separating the animal from actually touching the ground. And the Rebbe says that we have to also have a split hoof. The same way that the animal has a hoof, we also have to have a hoof. What does that mean? It means that a yid always has to be above the gashmias, a step above this world. Just like the animal never actually touches the ground, so too a yid should never actually be touching the ground, should never actually be completely involved and immersed in the gashmias. We should always be a step above. And here's one example.
It's not fair. Why don't I have laptops and iPods and iPhones like everyone else?
And the answer is because we are a step above, we have a split hoof, and we're not deeply sunken into this world like everybody else. We have Kiddusha in our lives, and therefore we have a split hoof, we are a step above. That's what we learn from the split hoof. Then the chewing its cud. What can we learn from chewing its cud? How can we be a kosher animal and chew our cud? So what is the chewing its cud? The animal basically eats, and then it chews again, and then it regurgitates its food, and it chews it again and again and again, several times. And the Rebbe says this is a very important lesson for our lives, that we should also chew our cud. What does that mean? It means that before we do anything, before we think, before we speak, and before we act, we should think about it. We shouldn't just blurt out what we want to say. We shouldn't just do what we want to do. We should chew our cud. We should think about it and think about it again and again. Is this the way that we should act? Is this the way that I should act as a yid, as a shliach, as a chassid? Is this what the Rebbe would want? Is this what Hashem would want? That's what chewing our cud means. We think about it over and over again. And here's one example of chewing our cud.
Levi, can you share your candy with me?
No way. I will never share a candy with you. I want it for myself to eat.
Uh-oh. See, these are kids who didn't think about chewing their cud. When we chew our cud, we stop and we say, one second, is this the way that I should respond? Is this the way I should think? Is this the way I should act? And is this the way I should speak? And these are the important lessons that we learn, that the Rebbe teaches us, that we learn from a kosher animal. That just like the kosher animals have split hooves and chew their cud, so too a yid should also have split hooves and chew our cud. We should, again, be a step above the gashmias. We're different. We have kedusha in our lives, so we're a step above. And we chew our cud. We always think before we speak. We think before we act. And we think about our thoughts, if they're the right thoughts. So that's our challenge, to always chew our cud, have split hooves, and be the best kosher animals that we can be. Have a good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.